Well, I've only got a short talk that I've put together today, but I pray that it might be helpful in some way. And I want to talk about something which I think is really, really important, and that is gratitude and thanks, giving thanks. I gave a children's version of this at school on Friday at our primary assembly, and it was really nice to see. It was quite beautiful to see after, just in general, around the playground and in back in class, the students were intentionally giving thanks and showing gratitude. So they do listen. That was really cool. Did you notice that at all, Mrs. Livingston? Yeah, that's awesome. See, gratitude is not something that we practice only on special days like birthdays or Christmas or when someone has done something for you. Gratitude should be a daily lifestyle. A grateful heart is learned when we choose to accept the events of our lives, both good and difficult, with faith, humility, and trust in God. True thanksgiving, it shouldn't depend on circumstances. It flows from a heart that recognizes who God is, not just what God gives. And here's a little saying that I came up with to help with this. Gratitude is the heart reaction, while giving thanks is the outward action. See, gratitude means noticing and appreciating the good things in our lives, even the little things. Whereas giving thanks, it's all about saying thank you to others and to God for what we have. Gratitude is a heart reaction, while giving thanks is the outward action. But what does it mean to give thanks with a grateful heart? For this, let's look at Hebrews 13, 15. Now, I apologize, I don't have anything up on the screen. Sorry, honey. I know you like the screen. I don't have anything up on the screen. For this, let's look into Hebrews 13, 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. Through him, then, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Continually offer. This tells us that thanksgiving is constant, not occasional. We praise God in every season. Praise him in abundance, and we praise him in lack. Gratitude is not based on feelings, but on faith. Even when our life is super difficult, God is still worthy of praise. When we prayed for Elsa and the family earlier, we could still give thanks through the sorrow. Thankful that Trevor was a strong man of God, and grateful in the knowledge that he is now in his eternal home, free from pain and sorrow. See, a grateful believer does not say, "I'll praise God when everything is okay." Instead, they say, "I will praise God because he is God." And that verse talks about the sacrifice of praise. And praise is called a sacrifice because it does often cost us something. See, it's super easy to praise when our prayers are answered, but it's harder to praise when we're hurting. But true worship happens when we choose to praise despite the pain. A sacrifice means that praise is intentional. It has to be a decision, a choice. And praise is an act of obedience. And the verse goes on, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Gratitude must be expressed. Otherwise, who's going to know? Remember, gratitude is a heart reaction, while giving thanks is the outward action. Thanksgiving is heard in our words. Praise must come out of our mouths. Our lips declare God's goodness, faithfulness, and glory. A truly grateful heart cannot remain silent. Giving thanks is also God's will. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Notice the verse does not say, give thanks for everything. It says, give thanks in everything. We may not thank God for the pain, the loss, or the trials, but we can thank Him because He is present, He is faithful, and He's continually working, even in those moments. We can enter God's presence with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verses 1 to 5. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. This psalm teaches us that thanksgiving is the gateway to God's presence, that praise prepares our hearts to encounter Him, and that gratitude aligns our spirit with God's heart. Three reasons why we can praise God. One, because God is good and His goodness does not change irrespective of the circumstances. Two, His mercy is everlasting. God's mercy didn't run out yesterday. It is new every morning. And three, His truth endures to all generations. God's promises remain faithful from the past to the present and to the future generations. But let me give a warning, the danger of an ungrateful heart. In Deuteronomy 28:47-48, we read, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart because of the abundance of all things, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and lacking everything. And He will put a yoke of iron on your neck until He has destroyed you. See, God warned Israel that serving Him without joy and gratitude would lead to bondage. Ungratefulness, a lack of gratitude, it produces complaining, pride, spiritual blindness. Pride grows where gratitude is absent, but humility grows where thanksgiving is practiced. A grateful heart ever acknowledges God. Everything I have comes from God. There is a connection between gratitude and humility. Pride says, I deserve this. Gratitude says, this is God's grace. Ungratefulness leads us away from God. Gratitude leads us closer to Him. So we should try to live a grateful life. Be a doer of the word. Here's a challenge I've got for you. Make a gratitude list this week. Has anyone got a gratitude list? We have prayer list. Fantastic. That's awesome. Write down what you thank God for, big or small. Now, as I said to the students on Friday, I gave them a similar challenge. I said, come up with three things each night when you sit down to dinner. But I did say to them, on Monday, you can thank God that you've got a puppy. On Tuesday, don't just thank God you've got a puppy. And on Wednesday, don't just thank God you've still got a puppy. Let's start to think about different things. Because as I told them, if you can't find just three things each day, you're probably not trying hard enough. We have so much to be grateful for. Challenge number two, share your gratitude with your family. Testify how a thankful life has changed your perspective. And number three, encourage others to live with a grateful heart. Because gratitude is contagious and it inspires others in faith. A grateful heart is not developed overnight. It's cultivated daily through worship, through obedience, and through trust in God. No matter what season you are in today, remember this. God is still good. God is still faithful. And God is still worthy of our praise. Let us choose every day to give thanks with a grateful heart. Please let me pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word and how it just gives us direction. It teaches us so much. Let us be thankful for that. Lord, we do have so much to be thankful for, and we can see so much negative in our lives and in the world around us, particularly at this stage with these incredible scenes going on internationally. But help us to look for the little things and the big things where we can praise you, where we can thank you, where we can express our gratitude, because they're there, they're everywhere. The mere fact that we can walk in the door this morning, share a time of fellowship, sing some amazing songs of worship, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for our church family, our brothers and sisters. We're thankful that we can come here without fear of reprisal or attack in this country. You have blessed us in so many ways, Lord God. Help us to build a heart of gratitude and let that pour out each and every day. We praise your awesome name. Amen.